Blog Talk Radio.
What it do, baby boy?
Yeah, little mama, you looking good. See you on the plate with a player from the hood. Come holler at me, you got it like that. Big Snoop Dogg with the lead pussy cat. I show you how I go that. Yeah, I wanna throw that. Me and you one-on-one, treat it like a show that. You look at me and I look at you. I'm reaching for your shirt, what you want me to do? You telling me?
Baby boy.
Yeah, little mama, you looking good. See you on the plate with a player from the hood. Come holler at me, you got it like that. Big Snoop Dogg with the lead pussy cat. I show you how I go that. Yeah, I wanna throw that. Me and you one-on-one, treat it like a show that. You look at me and I look at you. I'm reaching for your shirt, what you want me to do?
What it do, baby boy?
Hello and welcome to the Art of Seduction, my warm, wonderful poetry compelling you to the edge of your seat, sultry, seductive, and scintillating, ink to make you shiver, to make you sigh. I am Pam Ray and a poet with a group called Late Night Poets on a website called All Poetry. Tonight is our sensual poetry night, and if you find that is not your cup of tea, please check out our other shows. as we have 1 to 2 shows per night on a variety of styles of topics and poetry, something to suit everybody's taste. Also, make sure when you get a chance to check out the poetry anthologies put out by Late Night Poets, because when you purchase those, you not only get amazing poetry, you help support these radio shows. And I'd like to welcome a fellow poet and hostess and friend to the show, Fill My Eyes. Welcome, Phil.
Me?
Glad you could be here.
Well, thank you. It's always fun on a Wednesday night. I never know quite what to expect. I will be honest.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh, yeah. You know, taking us on a flashback to about the late 90s, if I remember right, mid to late 90s, the Pussycat Dolls and Snoop Dogg doing Budding. Yeah. Always been one of my all-time favorite, you know, hip-hop genre songs.
Very cool.
So catchy. Yeah. I thought so. I got a little thrown off, though, because for some reason, even though it stopped because the song was supposed to be over, it started over again. And I was like, what the heck is going on here?
That's crazy. Very crazy.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you just never know what kind of craziness is going to happen around here. So how has your day been?
My day has been pretty good. Pretty good. I had minimal cooking because, you know, we did a leftover day and everybody was happy with that. That made me smile.
Nice.
Moving along. Look, Stelina's putting pictures in the room. Hello, Stelina. It's good to see you. Yeah, so it was a quiet day. The weather here is kind of like, so-so, you know. We had like 3 days of rain or 4 days of rain. So, you know, how good can it be, right? Mushy. The mushy is a good word for our weather. And And I don't know, I napped a couple times today because it just felt like the right thing to do. And, it's just been good. It's just been good. So I'm looking forward to some great poetry tonight. I'm sure we have plenty on our board. We do.
We have, a decent board and a great lineup. And, me too. I ran 2 different contests. The first one had the song Buttons as a prompt. And the second one had the song Slave for Love by Brian Ferry, which I believe, I remember right, was more like a 1980s song. So definitely a great lineup. It's always good to see people inspired. But, we have the rain, too. Oh, my gosh. The humidity just really gets to me. I keep wanting to turn on the air conditioner because inside my room I feel hot. But it's not, I have to keep reminding myself that it's not technically that hot. So turning on the air conditioner isn't going to do any good. It's just that I'm freaking sweating.
Yeah, I go through the same thing here because it's so humid. And I'm sticky, and I'm not comfortable. And then I turn the air conditioner on, and the next thing you know, I feel like I'm freezing because all the humidity is now cold water. You know, it's like, oh man. So it's just not a comfortable feeling. So I turn the air conditioner on.
It really isn't.
I turn the temperature up. I turn the temperature down. You know, I spend all day just playing with buttons. Oh, see buttons. Good thing. I'm on target for today. Just kidding. But definitely.
You did it, though.
Yeah, it's just no fun because, you know, I want the humidity to be gone, but, of course, this thing doesn't have a dehumidifier on it. That would be a perfect
dehumidifier would definitely be a nice thing to have right now, that's for sure.
Absolutely. It would take a lot of that out of the air, and it would just be so much more comfortable. But, yeah, I think I was saying that one day last week that, you know, I put the damn air conditioner on and I'm freezing. Then I turn it off, and then I turn it on, and then I turn it off. Silly, but true.
Yep.
So, yes. You tell us all about tonight.
Oh, well, you know, it's sexy poetry night, and we're going to get sexy. You know, like I said, first of all, we're going to have people, poetry inspired by that song that we just heard, Buttons, and that was a nice theme for people to play with. We've got a nice variety, and then we have Slave for Love, which, of course, you know, people had great fun with that one, you know. So. Yep, absolutely. And a great lineup of poetry. And, you know, but I know Sensual Night isn't everybody's night. So, you know, like I always tell people, we've got plenty of other shows and contests and topics to check out.
Yeah, absolutely. All kinds of good stuff floating around.
Oh, yes, definitely good stuff. Man, I always wished I could dance like the Pussycat Dolls. I like to pretend I can, but in reality, I know I'm nowhere near it. And I'm more like the dance like nobody's watching type of dancer.
Me too. Me too. Don't be looking at me, or else I can't dance. She thinks you're afraid of those cougars. That could very well be true, Selena. You know, we all have
that could be. Yeah.
Not me.
That
so
could
much.
Be.
You got whips and things, and she's got fun. Yeah. Thanks. I'm innocent.
Yeah. Yeah, you never know. They're like hiding in the corners, trembling with fear or something like that.
I'm just a little wallflower. You know, I just fuck him. I don't know.
Something like that. Yeah. Well, if, you know, any of the guys or even the gals want to call in and join us, we'd love to have your company.
Absolutely.
So,
like,
you know.
You know. We have a lot of laughs, and the more the merrier. That's always the way. But she's telling us to shake it. I can't shake it. I get in trouble if I shake it.
I don't know what Selena wants us to shake. I mean, does she want us to shake our pom poms or something?
Yeah, maybe, maybe.
I don't. I start shaking my pom-poms and the rest of me will start just wiggling like jello.
I don't know, girl. I don't know. I tried to get Selena to call in. Apparently that's not going to work.
No. Absolutely. Always worth a try. And anytime she is able to call in, Selena is definitely more than welcome. We love having her.
I'd be calling in just as a laugh with this hair, you know?
But it is good to see her on the board. All right. Well, I guess we can go ahead and get started. So,
ma'am, you're ready.
What's that?
Whenever you're ready, I said.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, there you go. Well, up first we have Pushing Buttons by Bush Baby. And it goes like this. Taking my little hand in yours, the sheer size of yours still turns me on. Watching you lifting it to your face, I feel my heart quickening in pace. Follow you touching my skin, your lips pressing into my flesh. The warmth of your breath, the moistness of your tongue, the tickle of your facial hair, a promise of what's to follow. I can feel my feet flowing like a stream, gathering in my valley. I'm hungry, feed me kisses. Yes, you know how to push my buttons. End poem. And what a beautiful sensual write by Bush Baby. That was wonderful. And your thoughts, Jean?
Oh, I thought this was a great write all the way through. It was full of imagery, and it was very relatable, you know, in a lot of ways. I liked how she started wow, it's terrible. I don't know. I keep tripping over stuff. But I like how she went into taking my little hand in yours. The sheer size of yours still turns me on. Watching you lifting it to your face, I feel my heart quickening in pace. You know, each line just has, or each stanza just gives you a little bit more, and it builds it up to something special in the end. And I think that that is just, you know, that's always a wonderful way to watch the poems progress. But yeah, and I liked her last couplet. Yes, you know how to push my buttons. Absolutely, a wonderful job, Bush Baby, and great imagery and thoughts throughout this poem. Loved it. Much enjoyed.
Absolutely, I did too. I like her poetry, and I was glad to see that she was inspired. I like that this didn't hold back on the heat, and yet there was nothing, you know, obviously over the top, vulgar, or explicit about it. You just, you enjoyed the heat that was there without it being over the top. And wonderful lines all the way through, great rhyme and flow. You know, I just really, really like following you, touching my skin, your lips pressing into my flesh, the warmth of your breath, the moistness of your tongue, the tickle of your face hair. You know, it really captures such an intimate moment. And then the playfulness within the last line, yes, you know how to push my buttons. There's a playfulness to that. It fits so well with the prompt song, you know, but in a different twist. Like, instead of just being about the buttons that get unbuttoned, it's, you know, knowing how to push those right buttons in a delightfully good way. So, excellent write and very well done. I'm trying to decide if I want to go down the list and just have me and you read the male voices as well, or if I want to hold off a little bit in case we have a guy call in.
Yeah, okay.
It's funny. Normally I don't have a whole lot, but, you know, I've got, I have three guys that wrote for this prompt, plus I have one girl that wrote from a male point of view. But, I guess we'll just go ahead with see what happens and, you know, hold off a little bit with the guys, but can't hold off too long. And Stelina says about Bush Baby's poem, I'm hungry, feed me kisses. Love that. Lovely sensuality, yum, yum. And yes, I have to agree. Absolutely.
Yeah, I thought that was a great piece by Bush Baby.
Yeah, good stuff. Selena said, I'll call in my voice changer and sound like Arcana, laughing my ass off. Yep, Victor, Victoria type of thing, only it's Selena Arcana.
Yeah, we can have Selena doing both parts of collabs and, swap it over, change it out.
That's right. Absolutely. All right. Well, up next we have This Moment by Renisha Smith. And Jean, go ahead and give that a read for us, please.
Okay. And as Pam said, this is This Moment by Renisha Smith. I don't know how to read without saying that first. I can't help it. I'm sorry. But, honestly, buttons, the only thing keeping me from your skin, those tiny little circles that prevent me from getting in. Gently, I loosen them as you stand inches away from me. Just a few more, and then you'll be free. You tell me that I should act more on my intentions, and I must admit it's been hard to resist this sexual tension. Pushing up on me, I can tell you want me to. The buttons are all undone. Tell me what you want me to do. And so, nice. That's a clever
one. Yes, that was a nice one.
Yeah,
absolutely. Great read there, Jean. Yeah, I really, really like this all the way through. Renisha Smith is new to me. I don't know if other people have seen her on the shows, but I know she's new to me, and I look forward to reading more of her poetry and getting to know her poetry more and, you know, just hoping she's inspired for other shows. I really like how this starts out with the bite of the problem with buttons. Buttons, the only thing keeping me from your skin, those tiny little circles that prevent me from getting in. Yeah. I love that line. There's a sassy sense of humor to it. I like, you told me that I should act more on my intentions. In other words, you know what, just do what you want, say what you want. If you think it, you know, go for it, baby. And then the challenge at the end, you know, the challenge at the end with the buttons are all undone. Tell me what you want me to do. Like, okay, I finally got those buttons undone. And, well, it's... Time to tell me what you want from here. And I like that. I like the attitude in this one. I like the sexiness and great writing, very well done. And your thoughts, please.
You know, I like this whole piece. I like both stanzas. They're both just different enough from each other that I can say that and go, yeah, you don't need one for the other. You know what I mean? I just love the playfulness in the piece. You know, buttons, the only thing keeping me from your skin. Those tiny little circles to prevent me from getting in. Gently I loosen them as you stand inches away from me. Just a few more, and then you will be free. I like that intro stanza right there. And, of course, the second one is just, you know, the perfect follow-up. And it's very short. It's not a long piece. But it definitely, you know, tells the full story. Well, almost the full story, because he didn't tell her what he wanted her to do yet. But I do. I really liked it. I thought it was just really well done, and it was enjoyable. It was a fun piece. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. It is. It is definitely a fun piece. You know what's worse to do than buttons is, you know, those giant bra straps that have like the 6 to 20 hooks in the back.
Yeah.
Those are definitely a challenge. But yeah. And let's see here. Well, I'm trying to think. I don't know. All right. Don't want to do too much thinking. I hear that's bad. I hear too much thinking is bad for you.
Oh. Yeah, that's what's wrong with me today. What is Selena telling me? I had to trot. Oh, just love undoing those buttons. Just saying, Gene. Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I'll take that.
I like the phrase hot to trot.
Yeah, hot to trot. Mm-hmm. That's why she's
a That's right. Do cougars trot? Apparently they do.
No. No. It's a statement that a cougar would make. Just saying. I love you, Selena. It's all fun. And then the frog says, that's Pam. Oh my God. Crazy.
Too funny.
Absolutely. Oh my goodness gracious.
All right. Well, up next we have A Sinner's Refrain by Liquid Mind Forever. And it goes like this. Broken zippers slip and slide, derail, frail, they fail to ride, try and hide, lies collide, abide, abide. I've tried, but you're tied. Have you died? Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. But steel rails ain't trains, and no pains, no gain. No gain, no gain, it rains without getting wet. Ain't that a poor man's bet, poor man's debt? I bet I can't get a match, game, or set. Love zero, love zero. Empty pockets, broken zippers, token lies, more alibis, alibis. Ain't no hero, love zero, love zero. Broken zippers slip and slide, derail. Frail, they fail, but they can't ride, try and hide. Lies collide, abide, abide. I've tried, but you're tied, but you died. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. But steel rails ain't trains, and no pains, no gain. Some threads are silk, some threads are broken strands of empty promises. Hard on the premises of limp land. Under silk lies the milk of motherland's load, mother's load. I look, I brook for silk on hooks and snap. You're in collapse mode, broken zippers off the track, can't ride, you try and hide, we collide, abide, abide. I've tried, balls are tied, I think you've died, oh yeah, oh yeah. But steel rails ain't trains, and no pains, no gain. No pains, no gain, no pains, no gain. Again and again, you wane, you fain, you remain, and there's no rain, no rain. I'm dry, I cry, you die, and there's the pain, and there's the pain. It's ordained a sinner's refrain, a sinner's refrain. No pain, no gain. End poem. And your thoughts?
You know, I thought this was a really good poem by Debra. You know, she always takes it in a different direction than I expect. And I don't know why I expect anything other than that. You know, I like her intro stanza. And actually, the one right after it, I thought that it was leading me and pointing me in the right direction. You know, broken zippers slip and slide, derail, frail, they fail. Drive, try and hide, lies collide, abide, abide. I've tried, but you're tired, you're tied. Have you died? Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. But steel rails ain't trained, and no pains, no gain. No gain, no gain, it rains without getting wet. Ain't that a poor man's bet? Poor man's debt. I bet I can't get a match, game, or set. Love zero, love zero. Empty pockets, broken zippers. Token lies, more alibis, alibis. Ain't no hero. Love zero, love zero. I think that she's kind of leading us down the track. No pun intended, but yes, pun intended. where her thoughts are going. Because she just keeps building upon that. And, it's clever, you know, it's just clever, because then we get into silk threads and broken strands and, you know, empty promises, and I mean, she just really, her word usage is awesome, because she takes it and then she slips it into the next mode, you know, but the words always lead her there. That probably sounds really silly to people, but I get it. I get what I'm saying, even though nobody else does. But I do. I really enjoyed this, and I thought that Deborah did a nice job. So well done, Deborah, and thank you so much for sharing with us.
Oh, absolutely. I have to agree. Yes, and I liked your little pun about leading us down the track. So very cool there. But I did love this one. Yeah, the imagery and the metaphors are strong. The use of repetition and inner and end rhyme give it a nice lyrical quality, which works quite well. And I think with the pomp song being, like, as I was saying earlier, the hip-hop genre, the use of repetition and rhyme works particularly well, in my opinion. I do like this all the way through. And her play on words with ain't no hero, love zero, as if it's playing that game, and the game of love and so many other games. I also like the attitude in this with no pain, no gain. Let's see what else. I like you. I like those first two stanzas. Another part I really like is where it says, some threads are silk, some threads are broken strands of empty promises, hard on the premises, but limp glands under silk lies the milk of motherland, load, mother's load. I look, I brook for silk, unhook those snaps, you're in collapse mode, in collapse mood. Wonderful lines about, you know, trying to get that past that broken zipper into what you want. And I do like that you could see the inspiration of the song, but instead of going with the buttons, she went with the zipper. I thought it added a unique approach to it. So I definitely liked that. Very cool and very well done. So thank you. Thank you, Deborah. I'm glad you were inspired. And let's see what we have next. All right. Now, for this particular topic, it is, for this prompt, this is the last girl's voice poem we have left. And the rest, well, we're just going to have to, if we don't get a guy calling in, we'll have to put on our deep voices. Well, we'll have to do that anyway. But, all right. And this one, I think, should be an absolute treat to listen to. It's My Pink Corset by Betty Page. And we have an audio for that. So let me go ahead and find that. I know it's here. And here we go.
My Pink Corset. I'm telling you one time, my pink corset, love, I'll keep you guessing. Same just what you'll do with me, Come, let's go have a fling. I'm telling you one time, my pink corset, love, I'll keep you guessing. Same just what you'll do with me, Come, let's go have a fling. Wicked, definitely one I'll go for. Love to be so sinister. I'll leave you asking for more. I'm a sexy goddess. I know just how I get what I want. Now I'm going to do all you want me to. So true. Seduce you in ways. Use all my vices. You've been saying all the right things all night long. Get the hell over here right now. Just come help me get off. Sweetie, won't you see? How my boots are looking on me. All my fine freaks coming on these streets. We're about to blow, and I think you know. I'm telling you one time, my pink corset, love, I'll keep you guessing. Same just what you'll do with me, Come, let's go have a fling. I'm telling you one time, my pink corset, love, I'll keep you guessing. Same just what you'll do with me, Come, let's go have a fling. Sweetie, you're a fine guy, real hot, you see. Need your love here in my bed. I'll tie you up sweetly. I'll wander, wander, wherever I want. It's a wander, wander, smack my ass, kiss me so fierce. Wander, wander, so much more in store for you. What you want to do? Ooh, take me home, you'll realize I'm all yours, yours. So let's go now. I'm your prize. You won this game, love. Sweetie, won't you see, see? How little you know me, me? All these fine freaks coming out these streets, streets. We're about to blow, and I think you know. I'm telling you one time I think was a love, uh-huh. Hell yes, I'll keep you guessing, saying just what you'll do with me, uh-huh. Oh, come let's go have a fling. I'm telling you one time my pink corset love, uh-huh. Let's keep you guessing, saying just what you'll do with me, uh-huh. Come let's go have a fling. Come on, sweetie, untie my pink corset love. Untie my pink corset love. Sweetie, won't you untie my pink corset love? Untie my pink corset love. Come on, untie my pink corset love. Sweetie, untie my pink corset love. Sweetie, won't you untie my pink corset love? Untie my pink corset love. I'm telling you, untie my pink corset love, uh-huh. I'll keep you guessing, saying just what you'll do with me, uh-huh. Come, let's go have a fling. I'm telling you, untie my pink corset love, uh-huh. I'll keep you guessing, saying just what you'll do with me, uh-huh. Come, let's go have a fling. Ooh, I'm telling you, untie my pink corset love, uh-huh. Yes, keep on lusting. Ooh, saying just what you'll do with me, uh-huh. Come, let's go have a fling. I'm telling you, untie my pink corset love, uh-huh. I'll keep you guessing, ooh, saying just what you'll do with me, uh-huh, come let's go have a fling, Weekend's poem.
Good buddy.
Well, that was awesome. That was really, really awesome. Very cool there, Betty. Great parody. Love the fact that you did both of the parts, really spot on all the way through, you know, fun, sexy, wow, I'm really impressed with the time she took to write this and record it. I do have to say I love the added touches of the mm-hmms and the uh-uhs. And, of course, I'm telling you to untie my pink corset, love. I'll keep you guessing. Say just what you'll do with me. Come, let's go have a fling. The pink corset was a nice touch. Another nice touch was, so let's go now. I'm your prize, and you won this game, love. And what else? Ooh, this one, another great line. All fine freaks coming out these streets, we're about to blow, and I think you know. I'm telling you to untie my pink corset, love. Uh-huh, hell yes. Let's keep you guessing. I mean, like I said, just fun and sexy all the way through. An amazing parody, and I have to say thank you so much, Betty, for making that recording. Yeah, thank you so much for making that recording there. And just a friendly reminder, everyone, if you're unable to call in, then the next best thing is to make a recording of your poem, because then we get to hear your poetry in your voice. And Jean, your thoughts?
Well, you know, I thought Betty did a great job with this. It was a well-done piece. I couldn't line it up as a parody, but that's just because of me. I didn't know where I was supposed to compare it to, so I cannot lie. But I thought it was just a great job, and she did take a lot of time, and she thought about this because she has so much in it. The stanza I grabbed was, sweetie, you're a fine guy, real hot, you see. Need your love here in my bed. I'll tie you up sweetly. I'll wander, wander, wherever I want, yes. I'll wander, wander. Smack my ass, kiss me so fierce. Wander, wander, much more in store for you. What you want to do? Ooh, take me home, you'll realize I'm all yours, all yours. So let's go now. I'm your prize. You've won this game, love. I just thought that was a fun stanza. She had great imagery throughout, and it was just saucy and fun, you know, and I liked it. I really did. So excellent job, Betty. Liked it a lot. I like when she records her work. I really do. Because she always puts it out there in such a great way.
Absolutely. Yeah, it is. Like you said, it's sassy and fun. And, you know, kissing tears and ass smacking, well, yeah, you can't beat that. Right? Oh, my gosh. All right. Let's see what we have next. All right. Oh, Selena says, Chris is such a treat to listen to. And absolutely, I have to agree. All right. So up next we have I Loosened Yours, Time to Loosen Mine by Jenny the Deep. And go ahead, please, Jean, and give that a read for us.
Sure. This is I Loosened Yours, Time to Loosen Mine by Jenny the Deep. You tell me to loosen up your buttons, just swinging your hips telling me nothing. Quit teasing me, playing with my emotions. Slide your hips this way, flowing like the ocean. It takes two, dance your way on over here. Sexy lady, let's meet in the middle, I'm fair. I'll show you what I keep saying, if you dare. Just a little closer. There you go. Don't be scared. Finally, I'm feeling your soft white blouse, your cleavage exposed, enticing my mouth. Can't stop staring as my fingers linger down, loosening up your buttons, babe. Your turn now. Time to let your feather-like hands wander, smoothly feel my glowing body grow fonder. No more playing games of squander. Unfasten my belt. I can't wait any longer. End poem.
Great read there, Dean, and a wonderful, wonderful write by Jenny. I like how she wrote this from the masculine point of view, or at least that's the way it seemed to me. I like the lines in this. I think there's something about this song prompt that kind of, you know, asks for a bit of sassiness and sex and obviously sexiness. Let's see here. How I like this. It takes two, dance your way on over here. Sexily, let's meet in the middle. I'm fair. I'll show you what I keep saying if you dare. Just a little closer. There you go. Don't be scared. I like the thought of, you know, let's meet in the middle. Let's both put some effort in. And what else? I mean, let's see here. I like the mention. I like how instead of saying, you know, shirt, like I'm finally feeling your shirt or your even just saying blouse, she says soft white blouse. Because I often think that with poetry, it's the little attention to detail that can make a big difference. Time to let your feather-like hands wander smoothly. I like that. You know, it makes you, feather-like hands makes you think of those light touches that kind of tease and tickle and just feel oh so good. So wonderful sensuality and very well done. And I have to ask, do you keep hearing static or is that just me on my end?
I don't hear static, so I'm hoping it's, I'm not hoping it's you on your end, but hopefully it's just static and something simple. I don't think it's me. I'm typing, but
yeah, no,
static.
I don't think it's you either because, yeah, you know, because the weird thing is when you're talking, I don't hear it. But when I'm talking, I hear it. So,
It is.
But I think I'll see how
you
it continues, and I may have to at some point hang up and call back, but I'm waiting for that perfect opportunity to do that.
Well, next time I go to read, do that, yeah.
Yes, that's what I'll do. Next time you go to read, I'll do that. But your thoughts on Jenny's poem?
You know, I thought it was a clever piece. And, you know, I thought it was a nice, soft, sensual piece. And I thought it was nicely penned, and I really enjoyed it. I'm like you, you know, I was like listening. But the way she led into this, I keep going to that first stanza tonight. I don't know. It must be the beginner's thing. You tell me to loosen up your buttons, just swinging your hips, telling me nothing. Quit teasing me, playing with my emotions. Slide your hips this way, flowing like the oceans. I thought that was a neat lead-in for the piece. And then she just, it goes from there. You know, it takes two, dance your way on over here. Sexy lady, let's meet in the middle, I'm there. You know, I just really thought it was a very well-done piece, and I like that. So, yeah, great job. Great job, Jenny. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Yep, I'm glad she was not expired. Sorry, I don't know why I said expired. Inspired. Yeah, we want people to be inspired, not expired, like milk or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Well, I do have somebody to bring on. So I do have Delina, so let's go ahead and bring her on. So welcome,
hey.
Delina. Glad you could join us.
Hello, hello.
She must, do you need to, I don't know, push in your headset thing or something like that?
I don't know. I think I ran her off.
Yeah, right. Not quite yet. But, I guess... I do know she mentioned, she said she'd try to call in, but she mentioned that they're having some pretty high winds, so she didn't know if it would work. But,
she can try. Good.
Yep. Absolutely. Yep. She can definitely try again if she's able to. And let's see what
Delina,
we have.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but I think, I know this is, when this has happened before and I hang up and call back, it usually helps. So, but,
yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. But, all right. Well, up next, and actually what I'm going to do is, I know you just read, but this one is a pretty short one, so I'm going to have you read this one. And go into commenting, and I'll be right back.
Okay, you got that. Okay, this piece is called I Am More Than Buttons to You by Kang. I am buttons, eyes are four or two, things I could see and tell, but blinded by the cotton spells, binding me to you. They say I'm circuitous, fringe around the point, pigeonholed as bland, so common in their view. But when my edges slide through your waistcoat fabric slits, you are a rock star right upon your stage. Then my large buttons exemplify your bulging fashion scene when large, bland, common buttons replace the zip to your new blue jeans. And poem. I like it. And Pam is back. Hello, Pam.
Yeah, I am back. And I was going to say hold on, but, you know, never mind there.
Right.
All right. Yes, and I liked this one by Kang. It was a different approach. You know, another one, it was fun. It had a sense and a humor to it. Great wordplay. I really like the personification of the buttons and those jeans with the multiple buttons where the zipper is supposed to be really takes me back. But the wordplay of they say I'm circuitous, fringe around the point, pigeonholed as bland, so common in their view. But when my edges fly through your waistcoat fabric slit, you are a rock star right upon your stage. And, of course, I really like the humor of exemplify your Belgian fashion sense. Oh, man, that is great. That is great. Awesome lines. Really enjoyable piece. And very well done. And your thoughts, Dean?
Well, you know, I thought this was a great little poem, honestly. There's nothing like some button fly jeans, you know. Absolutely. In the right, I did enjoy the first stanza. I thought that was pretty clever. Now I am buttons, eyes are four or two, things I could see and tell, but blinded by the cotton spells binding me to you. I like that, and I'm with you, Pam. I like that last stanza as well. Then my large buttons exemplify your bulging fashion scene. When large, bland, common buttons replace the zip to your new blue. I thought that was kind of neat way to end it, and I thought it was clever. So nice job, Kang, and I appreciate the share. Good job. That's so fun.
It was, and yes, those button fly jeans, man, the good,
yep.
Sexy stuff for sure. For
yep,
sure.
Yep.
And let's see what we have next. And, all right, well, up next we have, that is a good question. All right, and I do see you, Sal, and I will bring you on into the green room as soon as I get an opportunity to. So I've put up Winter Blues, Spring with the New Life. Let me try that again. Let me click on that before I read the title. I think I'm in it slightly long. Winter Blues, Spring with the New Life by Bookworm Dave 227. And it goes like this. Quietly she crept into my life. Her coat with the nautical buttons, anchors are the sign of hope. Whispering to me, barely awake, but not asleep, taking off her coat. She was wearing her pajamas. Her soft skin met me earlier. She ran off the floor, thinking I lost her. When she ran off, I blamed myself for my awkwardness, being shy and inexperienced. As she came closer, whispering, I had to leave. I was feeling trapped, she whispered, putting on music. Maybe it was WRRR, the radio station of soft rock. We were alone. Most of my nights were that, alone with only the radio on, buzzing the sounds of Kenny Loggins. She came into my bed, curling up to me. The night would be cuddling. Just finished my last exam. She purred, history with Wild Bill. We both laughed. I am dreading taking him next turn. He does not like you, she purred, but I sure do. Thinking out loud, how much time before you go home? 2 days, without realizing she heard me too, kissing her with gentleness. Knowing this was nice, just to be held and loved, we both were not ready. Better to snuggle than to spend the time waiting. Being us was far better than being alone. Soft sounds of music lulled us to sleep. 2 days before we go our separate ways, my mind was racing as fast as the trains were running. Thinking over my trip home, her mom would pick her up. My ride was to a train with the name Cardinal taking me east. As much as I wanted more, she would let me, but it had to be built on trust. Trust is earned, and when earned, rewarded, and home. And what a wonderful story, right, by Bookworm Dave. And your thoughts, Dean?
You know, I thought this piece was a wonderful story. As you said, a wonderful story, right? It had a lot of details, and I thought that was nice. You know, Dave, I've seen Dave write things similar to this before. Not exact, but, you know, he has a way of telling the story and bringing you forward into the piece itself. You know, it kind of makes you a part of it, you know, whether it's the fly on the wall or what it is, you know, maybe the mirror on the bureau or whatever. You still kind of feel like you're part of it somehow with his descriptions. And it's always a soft story, too. It's always got a gentle feeling about it. And that I like. You know, it's never over the top, and it's never, he never crosses the lines and, you know, gets out of hand with it. He always keeps it so nice and sweet. And I love that about it. Better to snuggle than to spend the time waiting. Being us was for better than being alone. So soft sounds of music lulled us to sleep 2 days before we go our separate ways. My mind was racing as fast as the trains were running, thinking over my trip home. Her mom would pick her up. My ride was to a train named Cardinal taking me east. You know, I mean, yeah, as much as I wanted more, she would let me, but it had to be built on trust. Trust is earned, and when earned, rewarded. But I think it's got a somewhat of a melancholy kind of ending to it, because they are going their separate ways. But it's a wonderful thought in those last three lines. So excellent job, Dave, and thank you so much for sharing with us.
Oh, absolutely. And you're right, and I have to agree that Bookworm Dave does have a gentleness to his writing when he writes for this sensual shows. And there was a bit of a melancholiness at the end, but it did make sense, you know, seeing as it was that young college love where you knew you were going to be going your separate ways, you know. And I liked the emotional impact of his line. And the other, what I liked about the ending is the line, the very last line, trust is earned and when earned, rewarded. And I thought that was really nice, the whole idea of acknowledging that trust is something that has to be earned. I also really liked the fact that they were laughing and having fun together, because I think that's an important part of a romantic relationship, is laughing and having fun together. The other part I really liked was kissing her with gentleness. You know, I love the tenderness in that line, the idea of those gentle, delicate kisses, you know, and just spending that time together, just cuddling and those physical touches that just mean so much. So wonderful, right? And yes, very well done. And I'd like to welcome Stelina to the show. Welcome, Stelina. Glad you could join us.
Hello, Cougars.
Well, hello. How's it going?
Not too bad, except we got really sort of high winds here at the moment. The weather's a bit crazy.
Oh, you
know, it's all good. We just keep hope the gods help us.
That little island of yours sure gets some crazy weather,
God,
that's for sure.
Yeah, get some thrashing. I mean, it's only 9 miles by 5 miles across, you know. So for you, it's like a pebble on a beach. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So it does suffer, you know,
absolutely.
Anyway.
We got some thunderstorm too right now, but thankfully the winds aren't too high, so, you know.
Yeah. It's not as hot as normal for this time of year.
Oh,
you know, it's 32. That's quite cool for this time of year. You know, but it'll be going up to 45, so God help us all.
And is that Fahrenheit or Celsius? I always get confused.
No, Celsius, darling, Celsius.
Okay, that's what I thought, but...
Yeah.
That's what I thought, but I had to double check.
Yeah, because we're near North Africa, you see. We're not far from North Africa. So we get the winds from there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
The hot desert sun.
That will do it. That will do it.
Yep, sure will. Uh-huh.
But did you get a chance to read or Bookworm Dave's poem?
I just caught the end of it. I mean, I did read it through, but very quickly. But it sounded like a really good sort of story, you know, story poem, and a lot of heart in it. But I need to read it again to leave him a comment, because I didn't catch it properly, really. So, yeah.
Oh, no problem.
There's a lot of static on the line, though. Like, I don't know whether it's...
Isn't it?
Can you hear me okay?
I hear you.
There has been a lot of static, and I thought that it was
weather.
Me. And
I'll hang up and call
okay.
back. My turn. Okay, bye.
Okay, your turn.
It's Jean. She's hot to trot.
Hot to drop. I like that.
You're
learning
all these British sayings.
I've heard that saying. No, I have seen that saying before, and I knew what it meant. Usually it helps, you know, to hang up and call back. So hopefully that'll make a difference. But welcome back.
She's back.
Everybody else did it, so it's my turn.
She is.
Yeah, stop talking.
She is.
Really not back.
Well, I'm not going, because if I go, I might not get back.
Right. Well, I think, okay, see, I don't think, Stelina, you need to hang up and call back, because the static was happening before you came on.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Hey, I think we got Thomas on the line. That's pretty cool.
Do we? Awesome. Wonderful. Welcome to the show, Tom. Glad you could join us.
We've got a fearless male.
Yes.
No, we don't.
How's it going?
How you been?
Well, I'm good, I think. My doctor,
Tom, you're a brave man.
Well, definitely glad that you could join us, Tom. And, you know, if you feel like sharing a sensual rite on the topic board that says The Art of Seduction 628, Buttons and Slave to Love, go ahead and put the poem link on the topic board, and we will make time to get to it. So, somebody's guarding his house.
He's joining in.
That's right. He has an opinion. All right. Well, those were all the poems for the Buttons song contest. And now we're moving on to the contest. Now we're moving on to the contest for the song Slave for Love by Brian Ferry, and which is an awesome song. We're not going to play it, but we will. I do recommend that anybody who hasn't heard it, that you go ahead and give it a listen when you get a chance. But up first, we have A Slave to Your Love by Stelina. And Stelina, you were nice enough to supply us with a SoundCloud. So I'm going to go ahead and push play.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
when you slip back the cool sheets and invite me in. I eagerly enter your web of sweet seductive sin, where you are my master and I'm your willing slave. Feeling your skin on mine, it's impossible to behave. I hear your breathing quicken at my tantalizing touch. I whisper into our urgent kiss, I want you, oh so much. We fly through the twilight on wings of dark desire, with our moans of ecstasy soaring higher and higher. When you take me to realms of unabandoned pleasure, I can refuse you nothing. My surrender has no measure. My only aim is to give you all that which you seek. For your expertise in the art of love leaves me weak. Sliding ice down my curves, melting upon my heat, as you light a raging fire from my head to my feet. You know how to skillfully guide my passion, my body to bend, my ebbs and flows to fashion. In this moment, nothing else exists in the world but you and I. And as we become one, I tremble with a deep, shuddering sigh. As I feel your weight upon me, see your hunger from above, you are an irresistible opiate, and I'm a slave to your love.
Wonderful read and write there, Stelina. Just an absolutely beautiful performance, great background music. Really enjoyed that. And Tom,
I think I sound like I'm going to sleep.
Oh, pish posh. No, you don't. And I will definitely have more to say, but I wanted to get other people's thoughts first. So Tom, let's hear your thoughts.
Very lusciously seductive, you know. I don't want to say this. We want a nice system of sibilants in there so that it had sort of a silky feel to it, as if you were being sort of drawn towards you as much as you were offering yourself up. I thought it was rather sexy.
Thank you, Tom.
Wonderful comment there, and I like
Thank
how you
yes.
say, Tom, that it, yes, it has a silkiness to it. Very cool. Very cool. And Jean, your thoughts?
Well. Stelina.
I'm a bad girl.
No, I was going to say that. I said, no, she's just devilish. She ain't nothing bad about this. See, I was ready. This is hot stuff, beautifully expressed. And I said there were so many wonderful stanzas throughout. I could have picked any of them. But I will say I took the last two. You know, sliding ice down my curves, melting upon my heat, as you light a raging fire from my head to my feet. You know how to skillfully guide my passion, my body to bend, my ebbs and flows to fashion. In this moment, nothing else exists in the world but you and I. And as we become one, I tremble with a deep, shuddering sigh. As I feel your weight upon me, see your hunger from above, you are an irresistible opiate, and I'm a slave to your love. I thought they were just fabulous stanzas right there. what a wonderful way to draw this to a close. Great job. Very, very well done.
Thank you very much, Jean. Thanks.
Absolutely.
And you're right. Those ending lines were a great way to draw this to a close. But stunning lines all the way through, a wonderful flow of sensual imagery, a great take on the prompt. You can tell, you know, like I know you had said on the contest that you absolutely, you loved this song, and you can tell that you had, you know,
yeah,
a lot of fun. I do like this all the way through, but especially I hear your breathing quicken at my tantalizing touch. I whisper into our urgent kiss, I want you oh so much. And all the way through, that's a beautiful stanza. And then I like how you bring in the play with the ice, sliding ice down my curves, melting upon my heat as you light a raging fire from my head to my feet. Wonderful lines all the way through, just a beautiful sensuality that speaks on giving in and, you know, surrendering. So wonderful write and very well done.
Thank you very much, Pam. You're very kind.
Well, I'm very glad that you were inspired.
I did intend to write for it before you messaged me, actually, because I do love that song and I love Roxy music, you know, but I was in the middle of writing something else, but then when you sent me the message, I thought, okay, let's deal with that, and then I'll go back to the other one, which I did.
I like it. Thank you. Well,
it was fun
to
write. It was fun.
Yeah, it was. It's a cool song. So absolutely, absolutely. Well, up next, that is not a poem. That is a link to a topic board. Let me find the poem that I wanted to grab. Let's try this again. All right. So up next, we have Love Slave by Fabrice D. And Tom, will you give that a read for us, please?
Certainly. Captive and perhaps abandoned, I think back to my young passions of my fair morn, and through the bars of the window I follow the merry swallow, fitting heaven. Gentle and pallid consoler, Esperance, you ray from above in my dungeon, make me under your cheerful glow, in your false and charming year. See my lover, alongside her beautiful hope, take me on your gold wing, and if she loves me still, and do deaden my suffering, over her breast suspend my soul like a blossom. End poem.
Great read there, Tom. And what a wonderful write by Fabrice D. And Delina, your thoughts?
I like Fabrice's writing, you know. He enters many of my contests, and I think he's very talented, first of all. But this is such a lovely poem, and I get like the feeling of the sort of legends within it. I don't know, maybe it's just me. I get that feeling, but I love this last stanza. Alongside her beautiful hope, take me on your gold wings, and if she loves me still, and to deaden my suffering, over her breast suspend my soul like a blossom. It's such beautiful imagery there, isn't it? And, you know, throughout the whole poem, he's got some lovely lines and some very, very emotive imagery. And so I thought it was a great write from him. Yes, I enjoyed it very much. Thank you.
Oh, I have to agree with you. That particular line had a great imagery and very emotive lines. And Tom, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts?
Well, from the opening lines, the sense of longing, the sense of perhaps feeling abandoned and left resonate really strongly in this. And you can hear the plea to the one he loves and to the world about him to support him in gaining her back. Beautifully done. Very strong.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. I have to agree. Wonderful comment. And Jean, your thoughts?
You know, I thought this was just a lovely write. Sweet and soft, and loving, And I kind of was, Delina, I like that last stanza, alongside her, beautiful hope. Take me on your gold wings, and if she loves me still, and to deaden my suffering, over her breast to spend my soul like a blossom. That is a beautiful bit of imagery there. And, I think that was just really nicely done. So absolutely a great piece on the great addition to the show tonight. So,
it is.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Absolutely. I really liked this all the way through, but there was something wonderful about the imagery in that end stanza. I also really like captive and perhaps abandoned. I think back of my young passions, of my fair morns, and through the bars of the window I follow the merry swallow splitting heaven. You know, although it's not exactly Shakespearean language, there is something in the imagery of this poem and in those beginning lines that make me think of, a Shakespeare style of poem or play.
Yeah, a bit like Romeo and Juliet. I got something classic from it, actually. Yeah.
Yes, it did have a very classic feel to it. And I think that really, adds to the elegance of the poem. So just an amazing write and very well done. All right, and let's see what we have next. Wonderful right there, Febreze. I'm very glad you were inspired. And great poetry tonight. All right, and up next we have The Maze by Silent Tree. And Jean, will you give that a read for us, please?
Sure. Okay, and this is The Maze by Silent Tree. Standing outside of her house in autumn rain, looking for signs of life inside a window pane. A masquerade held to dim moon shade eyes. Within her lay lunar gazes. Turns the tide. And though I tried to fight it, put up my walls, the dawn will find me. Can't hide here for long, afraid to love. Perched outside of windows and leafless trees, rubbed ribbon limbs of color blinded grain. Excuse me. Wandering the highway, asphalt shadows roam. The drifting pavement, harvest withered home. And though I often stumble, but should I fall, this desert between us, I call back for more slave love. Under satin nightgowns, eager fingers grow, an easel canvas brush cradled under toes. Known of landscapes and bodies naked form, from hilltops unto valleys and waterfalls. And though I was shackled, ivy bows, leafy chain, the dry root shell blinds me, the maze I can't escape, lost. A secret language distills on leather tongue. Lips whisper turpentine and mirages from iron lung. When bell flowers wilted and the photos fade, urn petals will drop ink teardrops on the page. And though I was buried beneath soiled sheets, the overgrown memories hid the bones they laid tombs to love. End poem.
wonderful read there, Jean. And what a beautiful write by Silent Tree. And Tom, your thoughts?
That's some really nice images brought forward and nicely developed. And I like the under satin nightgowns, eager fingers crow, and equal canvas brush cradled undertones, known of landscapes, of bodies, naked forms, from hilltops, under valleys, and waterfalls. You grabbed me before I had all my thoughts organized. Your fault. there's almost a feeling of some of the early French symbolists in this, the use of landscape to reflect the human form and the whole sense of love and nature entwined. Just really beautifully done.
It is, and great observations there on the idea of the human form and love and nature entwined. So very cool. Great observations. And Stelina, your thoughts?
Well, you know, maybe because it might be because I'm such a dark, you know, a devil. But I don't know. I get a thread of darkness in this, because at the beginning, sort of, is it a she, Silent Tree? Is she a she or a he?
A she, as far as I know.
Is a she. Okay. You know, when she starts standing outside of her house in autumn rain, looking for signs of life inside the window pane, it's like someone, you know, is actually watching this woman or this girl in her house, and she is unaware of it. You know, a masquerade held to dim mood, moon shade eyes. Within her lay lunar gazes, she turns at her. So I feel it's like somebody watching an object of affection there. Then, you know, when as time goes on, and I mean that last sort of few lines, when bellflowers wilted and the photos fade, petals will drop ink teardrops on the page, and though I was buried neath soiled sheets, the overgrown memories hid the bones they laid, tomb to love. I don't know. I really need to read this again, because either it's sort of how she's trying to describe how love has developed, and then how ultimately, sadly, dies. So it could be like sort of the beginning of love, the passion in the middle, and then, you know, as the love fades, that could be it. But I do get like a sense of dark or sadness within it. But it's a very, very good poem and some great imagery. So it's a beautiful write. Yes, indeed it is. Yeah.
Absolutely. And you know what? I do agree there is a slight sense of darkness to it. And I think, you know, that kind of makes sense, because I think the prompt slave for love, or even that theme, can be taken in a dark direction. You know, it can be taken in a direction that's fun. It can be taken in a direction that's dark. It's all in how... you perceive it, for sure.
There were many ways you could have gone with it, and
definitely.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about a prompt like that, is to see the different ways that people take it. I did like the sensuality in under satin nightgowns, eager fingers crow in easel canvas brush cradled undertones. That is wonderful sensuality, as well as known of landscapes, of bodies, naked forms, from hilltops onto the valleys and waterfalls. But there is this undertone, and I think part of that undertone comes in the end lines with them. And though I was buried neath soiled sheets, the overgrown memories hid the bones they laid tomb to love. You know, almost as if the idea of looking back and remembering what once was.
That's the sort of feeling I got from it, as I said.
Yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
You remember when you were teenagers and you wanted to hang around the house where, you know, where your crush lived, just for a glimpse of them. How love started, standing in the rain, hoping for a little look, and then it finally comes to fruition in the Midlands. Sort of, it dies a little bit at the end. That's what I got. I mean, I might be wrong. It's just what I got from it myself. But it's a great poem, anyway.
It truly is. Silent Tree's writing always impresses me.
Yes.
Truly beautiful and stunning. But, yeah, I didn't get to hang out around my house, crush's house, too much because I lived in the boonies and my crush was about 20 miles away. So.
Oh, no, mine just lived up the road, so I was okay.
Well, there you go. There you go.
I used to stand by my bedroom window hoping for a glimpse of him walking past, you know. hours. Oh, God, what you do when you're 16, eh?
right, exactly. And gee, your thoughts?
You know, I have to agree with both of you. There is a note to this that's a little darker. And I think it really does become that way because of the title, Slaves to Love. And I looked at this as you were talking. And each one of these five lines stands, and though I tried to fight it, put up my walls, the dawn will find me. Can't hide here for long, afraid to love. And though I often stumble, but should I fall, this desert between us, I call back for more, slaves to love. And though I was shackled, ivy bows or daisy chains, the dry root shell blinds me, the maze I can't escape, slaves to love. And through, and though I was buried neath soiled sheets, the overgrown memories hid the bones they laid. Just those five-line stanzas put together takes you down that path that Selena was talking about, and I'm sure you did too, Pam. You know, it walks you through that beginning and that middle and the end of love. You know, the tomb, lost, you know, all that. And the other lines are good. But I think that they show like more of a, you know, maybe an upside. It's, I don't know. They don't, I mean, they're wonderful. Because as I read them, I think it's pretty cool. But it just caught me that each one of these five-line stanzas just really told its own tale. And I thought that was great in its own way. So great job, Silent Tree, and thank you so much for sharing. Excellent job.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great comment. And I'd like to welcome Robbie to the show. Welcome, Robbie. Glad you could join us.
Hello lady. How goes?
Hello, Robbie.
How's it going with you?
Another brave guy.
Pretty good.
Wonderful. Glad you could be here. So, all right. Well, up next, we have Afterglow by Eric Svensson, and we have an audio for that. So let me go ahead and find that, and here we go.
Afterglow. Okie dokie, Loki. Let's do the locomotion between slattered sheets of icy rain. Gin jinx, you entrain my frigid frozen brain. Twitter tweet, toggle Gaia Schumann resonance you do. Shaken, not stirred by Richter's scale spikes. Raked by you, Gaia's golden molten core shivers. Okie dokie, Loki, let's do the locomotion. Capricious cadence smites my heart, slave to love enamored. Once bitten, thrice smitten. Afterglow between flamboyance upon flamboyance of pitter-patter pink flamingos, swooning in our storm-tossed salt pans. Okay, dokie, Loki, let's do the locomotion. Bloody Mary, so contrarily, slips mea culpa down my throat. Flamingo beaks a spoon feeding backwards. Your gay giggle jiggles my cockled muscles. Dizzy Gillespie trumpet strumpet hooter comes to mind. Humdinger Houdini, you contort the elements to fit your prattle rattle box of tricks. Okie dokie Loki, locomotion done. My heart locket preserved by famed Parisian green fairy drink. Slave to love smitten beyond thrice bitten. Prattle, rattle. O capricious card, besotted you bestow winged Hermes sandals. Oogle, google, toggle, dangle, you vamp my heart amps with your voodoo. Happy hooker hoots honked by flamboyance upon flamboyance of pink flamingos concur. End poem.
Wonderful read and write there, Eric. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And Robbie, since you're new to calling the last, you know, the newest person calling in, we're going to go for you first. So your thoughts.
Okay. Well, the first two things that grabbed me was the okie dokie Loki refrain. I knew right off that Loki is a trickster god. And he has that in his notes. It says, trickster god, known for being neither fully good nor evil, since his main aim was always to create chaos. And, I was curious right away when I heard that with the refrain, how he was integrating that into his into the poem here and the meaning for that. And kind of my guess is kind of like the chaotic situations that he's talking about here, just in terms of how things feel. I think partly because he has, I've never seen a poem that has everything put together in such an unconventional way. Your gay giggle jiggles my cockled muscles. And like, I remember there's a song, an Irish song, I think, with that has cockled muscles in it. And like those two words, and that's put together with gay giggle jiggles, and like, it's like, wow, I never would have thought of putting those two words like that together. So there's a lot of the stanzas here where terms that you see every day or like conventions that you might see in poetry, they're put together in an unconventional way. And the second thing that caught my attention was like my eyes just went boom when I saw the flamingos, because sometimes an animal just keeps appearing for you for some reason, like just, or you one object. And for me these days, lately, it's been flamingos, just randomly just seeing flamingos out of the blue. So when I saw that, that caught my attention. And that also made me think of the imagery of the flamingos, like where it talks about how they eat. And I was reading about kind of like when you, yeah, like when they eat, they eat in a way that it filters out all the crap. And I've seen the way they eat, and they have like this, in the way they clean, and it's just this bizarre, like they put their neck kind of backwards and rub their own body with it. And I was kind of, I want to unpack that more, like I want to give this one or two more reads to see exactly how he's using the flamingo imagery in here to drive forward what he said.
Great comment. And yeah, Eric's poems are always worth giving more than one read for sure. So, yep, very cool. And Selena, your thoughts?
Well, just for you. She wheels her wheelbarrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels alive, alive, oh. That's the song.
I remember that, yes. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. yeah, I mean, Eric's piece is, or can you say, you can't comment on one read, really, because he packs in so much. You know, so much detail. There are so many metaphors, so much imagery. I mean, it's like a myriad of marvelous things. And I love these two lines. You know, okie dokie, Loki. Let's do the locomotion. I mean, he's got everything in his right, Eric. He puts humor. He puts wonderful imagery. I agree. There are some lines I really like, though. I love this stanza, okie dokie, Loki, let's do the locomotion, where he talks again, yes, like you said, about the flamingo, spoons fitting backwards, your gay jiggles, my cockled muscles. And I love this line, Dizzy Gillespie, trumpets, trumpet, hooter comes to mind. You know, you've got to have a special sort of, a special ticket to get on Eric's train. That's what I always tell him. You know, we don't know where he's taking us, but we enjoy the ride. I always tell him the same thing because, you know, you have to really, to understand Eric's mind, you have to talk to him about his poetry. It's very difficult to interpret everything. There are only some lines that you can, you know, interpret in a way that you think is fitting, but to really get to the nitty-gritty, you need to speak to the man himself. But he's a marvelous poet, you know, and a marvelous person. I like Eric very much, but he puts a lot of heart into his writing. He puts a lot of heart into his writing and his SoundClouds, you know, and you have to give him a lot of credit for that indeed.
Oh, definitely. I have to agree. So wonderful comment there. And Tom, your thoughts?
Oh, this is Eric all over the place. But this has got a childlike playfulness to it. Though if you start with a title, which is Afterglow, that sort of speaks to the either post-coital or post-third or fourth drink. And I say that because if you notice in here, let's do the locomotion. Now, the locomotion was a dance about 1963. Carol King and her husband, who's now has since divorced, wrote the song for their babysitter to sing. The only thing she ever had is a hit. Everybody do the locomotion? Maybe before your time, nothing before my time. I'm 70 some odd years old. Dirt. But hey, I grew
that's
up.
That's a youngster. That's a youngster. Come on, Tom.
T-Bird. Remember? I tell my mother that was funnier than hell. But anyway, let's do the locomotion. Then between the slatted sheets of icy ring, the other thing I liked was how he played with drinks, you know, gin jinxed, one about Bloody Mary so contrarily slips me a culpa down your throat. I can think of worse ways to have to swallow your pride. But it's just constantly playing with the fact that if we're talking okie dokie, Loki, and we're doing some silly three-step dance and wiggling our butts, and the old thing about, and the whole thing with the flamencos, which have become a symbol that you can use in a variety of different ways and have been used in a variety of ways in the past, especially pink flamencos. This is just such a delightful mishmash of quick thoughts and neat little innuendos, references to all sorts of things from the 30s and 40s all the way up to the present time. It just becomes you might almost think of it as a ballroom dance with a disco ball.
I like that. I like that. Great comment. Yeah, I really enjoyed this. It's delightful. It's fun. It's sexy. It makes me think of the whole thought of like using so much of the imagery here, especially at the flamingos, makes me think of the idea of how much fun it would be to have a flexible lover and be a flexible lover. I like his wordplay all the way through, but especially Bloody Mary so contrarily slips me a culpa down my throat. Flamingo beats the spoon feeding backwards. Your gay giggle jiggles my cockled muscles. Dizzy galipsy trumpet hooter comes to mind. Humdinger Houdini, you contort the elements. Like I said, clever line, beautifully written, and very well done. Great sexiness for sure. And all right. And let's see what we have next. And up next, we have My Crafter, Your Masterpiece by Poe Inspired Chaos. And Stelina, would you give that a read for us, please?
It will be my pleasure. Okay, so this is My Crafter, Your Masterpiece by Poe Inspired Chaos. Your eyes see me, depths past skin, honing your craftsmanship. I become your favorite piece at the mercy of your skills. I long for your touch, for you sculpt my body well. I long to hear your voice as you ease me to come. You are my master. I am your crafted slave. As we ignite, I feel the kinetic energy as our bodies dance among the sheets. You taking the lead. I follow. I obey. I surrender. You are my escape. I am your fantasy. Alive at play. Together we use the other, not denying the depth of our souls. Two souls who can't escape. For you, my brother. For I, your forever masterpiece. End poem.
Wonderful read there, Stelina. And what an absolutely stunning write by Poe Inspired Chaos, who is a new name to me. So I look forward to reading more of her poetry, and I do hope that she is inspired for more of our shows. I really like how this speaks not only on the relationship between submissive and dominant, but also the relationship between the artist and the creation, giving it not only a sensuality, but a spirituality as well. I really like the use of the phrase kinetic energy. I am your crafted slave as we ignite. I feel the kinetic energy as our bodies dance among the sheets. You take the lead. I follow. I obey. I surrender. You are my escape. I am your fantasy alive at play. And I like how that line there, you know, I am your fantasy alive at play, speaks on the idea of how much fun it can be to bring a role playing into a physical relationship. So just a wonderful sensual write and very well done. And Tom, your thoughts?
To me, this had sort of a Pygmalion quality to it, the way that she was allowing herself to become clay-like and completely recreated as if this was an opportunity for the person she loved to use her in a way that allowed her to become everything that he'd ever dreamed of, so she could discover everything there was about him, and him discovering everything he ever wanted in her. It's very, very well done, very nicely done.
Oh, absolutely. Great comment. And before we continue on, I'd like to welcome Faizy to the show. Welcome, Faizy. Glad you could join us.
Hi, Faizy.
Are you on mute?
I was. Faizy. Sorry about that.
Yeah, okay.
I said, hi, Pam. Well, hi, Selena.
We heard you inwardly.
Glad you could be here. Very cool. And did you get a chance to read the poem by Poe Inspired Chaos, which, by the way, is a really cool name?
That is a very cool name. I did. And I find it really interesting, the idea of being crafted by your partner. I liked For You Sculpt My Body Well. Partly that makes me picture like they're kind of like, you know, kneading you as if kneading as in kneading the dough, not kneading as in requiring, but like to put you, to kind of shape you as if you are clay. So they're exploring your body and like holding it in ways that is interesting. And then, but also like has already been said, creating that fantasy persona for you, and feeling like a masterpiece as you manage to be that persona for your partner. It's a really interesting perspective, and I like it.
Absolutely. Great comment. And Stelina, your thoughts. Did we lose Stelina?
I'm happy to agree with saying I'm here. I agree with Faye here. The piece.
Yeah, Stelina, I'm sorry. I don't know if you can hear me, but you're breaking up a whole lot.
The little part. I am sorry. Oh, well.
All right, yeah, well, shoot, sorry about that, but I Selena was breaking up a lot, so she dropped. Let's see here. And Robbie, your thoughts.
Well, I always enjoy the situation that's used in a poem when it's a certain craft, like whether it's an art, like whether it's music, sculpting, or however that's like the vessel for how two people are interacting. Like if it's an instrument, you know, I play you like a violin, and in this case it's the crafting, the sculpting, because to me that's always like the most potent sort of backdrop to sensuality is when two people are engaging mutually in like that artistic sort of metaphor, and so when I saw that here, I really enjoyed it, and I think especially towards the end, it really gets to where they're closer and closer together, like spiritually and mentally, because it says two souls who can't escape, for you are my crafter, I forever your masterpiece. But especially when it says, I'm just trying to see what it says here, but there's one part here, I just can't quite remember where, about I think the eyes, and like, you know, seeing past the eyes. But yeah, there was one part here, unless I'm mixing up my poems, where it talks about like seeing past someone else to see, you know, the truth of them. And yeah, like I was saying in chat, now I want to write a poem about needing someone's meeting.
Huh.
Yeah. As in needing, N-E-E-D, someone's meeting, K-N-E-A.
I like it. I like it. Very cool. Great comment. All right. And moving on to the next poem, I'm going to go ahead, Tom, and put up your poem. And when you see it, go ahead and give it a read for us, please.
Diana. Leaves twist in ebony till the clouds free their opal guests. Quicksilver fingers transfigure shadows within shadows, leave silver highlights on edges of dreams. Catch the tips fur on a hare's race as the shadow of an owl flirts. Breeze caresses upon the face of the moon. Her fingers knit starlight as she shakes the dust of this tidal reverie out of her hair. Slipping from the moon-rhymed shadow of an oak, her laughter stirs tides, makes the blood in my heart hammer against my chest to greet her. Full moon soars through the tossed tumulus, a frigate upon the night's high seas. Half nets of mercury and silver capture ghosts stirred by Morpheus as they reach for the hearts that call them. Schools of branches braced in silver waggle in breezes and she nuzzles against me, weaving magic around my soul. Moonlight, the smell of lilacs, her breath. Dancing dreams along the coral edges of my ear. Leave waves crashing against this atoll of a heart. My beaches swarm by this high tide of love, lunar magic, and one woman who knows what path will let her spells hold me to her forever. End poem.
Wonderful read and write, Tom. I'm glad you brought that out to share it with us. Just absolutely beautiful sensuality. And Aphasiana, your thoughts?
Well, even if there was nothing else, you had me at Morpheus. I love Morpheus. This was beautiful. I love the descriptions. Quicksilver fingers, transfigure. I really love that. The way that the light hits the tips of the fox's fur, the shadows of owls. I can really picture it. Great imagery. And just the whole idea of being in the night and having that intimate moment. The word choices too, like cumulus and I lost the other part, but there was a word I was going to point out. Wonderful poem. And yeah, you had me at Morpheus.
Definitely. That was a great part and wonderful comment there, Phasey. Yeah, I love the imagery and metaphors in this, how it has a mystical and mythological quality. And between the title and a lot of the imagery, it makes me think of Diana, the goddess of the hunt. I really like this all the way through, but especially her fingers knit starlight as she shakes the dust of this tidal reverie out of her hair, slipping from the moon-rimmed shadows of an oak. Her laughter stirs tides. Wonderful lines and very well done. And Robbie, your thoughts?
Well, I enjoyed the pairing up of the moon with so many other elements. I find a lot of times, not all the time, but a lot of times, moon poems are, even like quality moon poems, the moon is kind of personified by itself or how it relates to how it looks in the sky or its own elements. But there was a lot of the moon intermixed with things like the smell of lilacs, her breath, and that. So I really enjoyed that because that really gave even more life to the moon. And with the way you read it, Tom, the pacing was great because you read it slower, but not so slow that it sounded drawn out. And, like, I was almost shocked, actually, when I looked back and scrolled at the book, like, oh, wow, it was actually that short. But, like, you read it at a great slower pace, and it really made it feel like a longer poem or like a longer sonnet, even though it wasn't. So I thought that was really cool. And, oh, yes, I'm glad I didn't forget that. Frigate of the sky there, that part. That I loved that. I just loved that. It's one of those lines where, you know, every once in a while you hear a line and you're like, oh, I wish I thought of that line. For me, that was one of those. Frigate of the night.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Cool comment there. Very cool, Robbie. Thank you. And our last poem for the night, and the ones that are left, I'll carry over most likely to, well, another show. If not Friday's Break On Through show, then, you know, another Art of Seduction show. And is A Slave, Moi, by Weaver of Dreams. And Faisy, would you give that a read for us, please?
A Slave, Moi, by Weaver of Dreams. Can it be considered slavery if I do only that which pleases me? No need to ask. We both know the moves within this decadent dance of desire. You can take only that which I offer, although you could still request more. This slavedom to love involves both of us, my dear. But in my world, you give and I take and take and take. And you are grateful, as am I. Our world balanced again. End poem.
Great read there, Faisy. And what a wonderful write by Weaver. I really like that she opens up with the question, can it be considered slavery if I do only that which pleases me? And then all the way through, it's just delightfully sexy and fun with attitude. The other part I really like is that second to last stanza. The slavedom to love involves both of us, my dear. Wonderful lines and very well done. And Tom, your thoughts?
I like the playfulness in this and the sort of laughing behind the hand. A slave, me. but the idea that, you know, when we're in love, we are slaves to the love. And we both sort of, you know, are caught up in it, caught by it. And her idea that she takes and takes and takes, but that's perhaps because in the world of love, there is no end to love. This has sort of a flirtatious edge to it, as if she's almost snickering behind her hand as she tells you all this. And on the other hand, it has a feeling of someone who's making light of something she feels very, very deeply. So beautifully done.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Great comment. And Faisy, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts?
I really enjoyed reading it. I liked the way it played with it. It's like, even though she's a slave to the love, she's the one who's taking things. Although taking it in a sexual manner is traditionally like she'd be the bottom, so to speak. And so in doing so is pleasing the other person who she is taking from. So I think this has some double entendre use of take, and she does it very playfully and I thought she did a great job at creating quite the piece with not very very many lines or words. It's brief, but it gets its message there.
It really does. It really does, and you're right. Great double entendres, and it definitely gets its message across. So wonderful comment. And this has been a great show tonight. Now, remember, everyone, for the time being, the Part Sinner, Part Saint has moved to a new day and time, so that will be in 30 minutes. And readers and commenters, always welcome.
Yes.
And thank you. Yes, yes. And it's going to be an excellent show for sure. Great lineup of poetry. And I would like to say thank you to Jean and Selena and Tom and Robbie and Faisy all for calling in. Really appreciate you all. Thank you to everyone who wrote for the show, was listening while we are on live, or will be listening later. We truly appreciate you all. And have a good night, everyone.